Hey there. It is February the 15th. That's right. It is the day after Valentine's Day. Hopefully you managed to do something you love or somebody you love or just, you know, found some kind of fun. Yeah. It is the day after Valentine's. Myself, I managed to make the best of it. I love to dance. That is my thing. Yes, that is my number one love all my life, dancing. So I took myself out and I went dancing. I also treated myself to a bunch of chocolate. And what else did I do? Well, you know, I entertained myself to put it on the, the mild side there. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying. I don't have to spell it out, do I? I made sure that I, you know, gave myself a smile before I went to sleep. Okay. That's probably more information than you needed. But yeah, yesterday was Valentine's. And I am definitely single by choice because, well, you know, I apparently am a very demanding female, I guess. You know, I don't think I'm that demanding. You know, I've been told I need to actually, you know, raise the bar versus lower the bar. But some would say I'm a bit demanding. Okay, so yeah, it's been said I'm a bit demanding. I really, truly only demanded as a requirement from any man I'm interested in that he dance. That's right. No dance, no romance. And I've been following that outlook all my life. Real men dance, okay? And every time I meet a guy and he starts telling me about how he don't dance and da-da-da, I just, you know, it's time to say goodbye. I want a dancing Prince Charming. And I was really kind of hoping last night Cupid would send that dancing Prince Charming my way, since at this point, I'm not getting any younger. Clearly. I'm 61, and it does not appear that I'm going to meet that dancing Prince Charming. It's very, very, it really is a shame that men don't dance anymore because, that's all I want out of a man. Yeah, I don't care. Okay, he's got to have a job or, you know, be retired, I guess, but, got to brush his teeth every day, that kind of deal, you know, but I don't think I'm that demanding, really, truly, other than I want the man to dance. Fred Astaire, unfortunately, passed away, so, you know, he's not available. Baryshnikov, well, he's already spoken for, so I can't go after him, but yeah, I want a man that can dance with me. I want that chemistry on the dance floor. I really, really do. I got to thinking. Clearly, since I'm not going to find that man that can dance, apparently, you know, that I'll just take myself out and dance all by myself whenever I want to dance all by myself. Because I love to dance, and I'm not going to not dance because there's no man that will dance with me. So, you know, all my life, I've pretty much looked like the crazy lady on top of the speaker because I'm always dancing all by myself. And, like I said, it's not that I can't dance. I'm actually a very good dancer. That's part of the problem. Guys don't want to dance with me because, you know, they're like, I don't want to dance with Janet Jackson. I can't help it. I've been dancing since I was a little girl. I just have that natural born rhythm. So, yeah, I've had a hard time finding a man who's willing to dance. And Everybody keeps telling me, well, you're going to die an old maid. like that's an insult, you know, that I decided to be alone rather than be with somebody who doesn't dance. You know, we're all given choices in this world. And my choice is, if I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, they got to dance, or at least dance with me. You know, they don't have to be a great dancer, but they got to be willing to dance with me, because, you know, I can dance by myself. And if I'm going to dance by myself, well, then I guess I'll just dance by myself. But, you know, if I'm going to dance with somebody and I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, the only thing I require is that they be willing to dance with me. Of course, it would be like icing on the cake if they actually know how to dance too. Or if they share that chemistry with me, you know, like I said, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I just want a man that can dance. okay, so yeah, odds are good. I'm probably going to end up being an old maid, a dancing old maid. But at least everybody will know why I chose to be an old maid, because I wouldn't settle for a man who didn't dance. You know, if that's a bad thing, then, oh, well, it's my life, right? But there's a lot of people out there that they end up getting in a relationship and then eventually one of them dies or goes away. So, you know, they still end up being alone anyway. So I don't think being an old maid is something that I should be insulted by, even though some people are trying to convince me that, yeah, I should lower that bar or raise that bar. You know, my mom, when she was younger, she put it to me, she used to say a guy had to have this and this and this and this requirement. Then as she got a little older, it was, well, as long as he has this and this and this requirement. And then as she got a little older, then it was, well, as long as he has this and this requirement. And then it, as she got, you know, in her 70s, it was, is he breathing? Yeah. You know, I don't think I'm going to settle for even if he's just breathing. If he doesn't want to dance with me, then I don't need to be in a relationship with him. Bottom line. Well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say thanks for listening to my random rant about guys who don't dance. And, well, I'm sure I'll be checking in again here soon. Hope you did have a good Valentine's, and hopefully you got in some dancing of some kind. Bye for now.